I am Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Welcome! Today the topic is Life is Art. Now my grandfather, in his 90s, he booked out the art gallery of his retirement village. And the art gallery was a pretty big room that they would display arts and crafts and things that people made in the classes, you know, at their campus. Sometimes it would be a one-person show if there was one of the residents, you know, was into watercolors or photography. And I one time saw that they did a display of woodworking of somebody who is in the facility. But, you know, they showed all this work over the course of their life. But that's not why my grandfather booked the art gallery. He booked it out and he curated something a little different. He put mementos and pictures from his life all over the walls. Picture of him with Martin Luther King Jr., picture of him and my grandmother on their travels through Russia and the Holy Land, articles of clothing with crazy stories behind them, newspaper clippings from his stint in as an elected official and a radio personality. And I love this because he was saying in no uncertain terms, my life is my art. I just find that so inspiring that to actually hang it from the wall and say, yes, art is not what is inside of a frame. Art is not what is put on a pedestal. Art is a process of thinking and living and creating and choosing and loving. And so I was inspired by that and have tried to live my life as art. And I think we should all try to live our life as something that is worthy of display on the walls. And that doesn't mean it has to be a grand, fantastic, unusual, dramatic thing. Every moment of our life is beautiful and artistic when it is done from a place of truth and honesty and authenticity, because that's what we are. We are manifestations of something miraculous. And there's nothing more beautiful than a human being revealing their truth. And we all have that ability. We all have that nature. Often it is conditioned out of us, and we are trained to be consumers and get in line, but we have something authentic and beautiful. Subtle, dramatic, it doesn't matter. If it's real, it's gorgeous. It is art. And you got to share it. Share your gifts. So, over the course of this last weekend, I was talking to a lot of people about how I've been writing my memoirs. And as I've been thinking about my memoirs, I've been reflecting on all these crazy stories from my past. And maybe I'll talk about this in a different way. I talked to somebody who, they brought up the idea that the human desire to explore is something innate in us. And I was thinking back about my life and thinking about, as I've been writing down my memoirs and thinking about all these old stories of mine, that I definitely had this period of my life when I was drawn to the edge, where I was like, pushing and exploring. And it wasn't until I kind of found myself in explorer mode that I ever really felt like I was myself. That's when I feel like I figured out who I was. And there was a few significant directions that my life went that kind of led to that. The big one was finding the internet. And by discovering the internet in the early stages, when there was just a few HTML tags and there wasn't a lot of examples of creative artistic expression on the web, anybody that wanted to just like figure it out or explore or experiment, go for it. You didn't have to know anything technical. You didn't have to have much in the way of equipment. You didn't need any expensive programs. And there wasn't standards. There wasn't a way to do things. So as long as you kept your web pages, you know, small in terms of small graphics, because most people were using 14.4 modems, and you know, as long as you made your link colors different than your visited link colors. Beyond that, go for it. And when I was in this place that did not have boundaries, when there was not a legacy to this world of the World Wide Web, I felt this freedom. I felt this... part of it was that there's no, like, lack of... There was no comparison. There was no, like... I had a deathly fear of going to Hollywood and trying to compete in this world where so much talent was there. But on the web, you know, it was just like wilderness. So just, build a fire wherever you want. Make a hut out of whatever makes sense. And I felt that really liberating. And I continued to be a digital explorer for many, many years and became, you know, really worked to understand all the new technologies and all the new services, and even worked for as a consultant for corporations, testing their products or looking at their web pages and like a test pilot and helping people understand what a power user would want. Because I just felt like I was so embedded in using the web so much and using it that I had an insight that you could only get from, you know, countless hours. And it's funny now, because now I realize that is not the case anymore. I am bumbling, trying to find my way back to just baseline average on internet stuff. I knew that I had a problem when I had to ask a friend's teenage daughter to explain how to do a Snapchat filter. But I can do that now. And the other big thing that happened that really pushed me into kind of explorer mode was my first website was Prehensile Tales, where I would write a new story every Monday. And the pressure to write a story every Monday meant that I had to have things to write about. So I had this kind of desire, need to get into adventures and to say yes to things. So when I drunkenly met a woman at a party who said, "Hey, will you come to Vegas with me and to my homecoming and be my date?" I was like, sure. When I got asked to be on a really wacky MTV game show called Trashed, I said, yes. And when my friend Derek Pawazek said, "Hey, you should come to this thing in the desert with me. It's called Burning Man." I said, fine. And all of these things led to stories in one way or another. And so as I'm looking back now at these stories and as I'm writing them up, I'm like, wow, this chapter of my life of extreme edge seeking sure was fun. And I think in a lot of ways, as I've been writing this down, in some ways it's an effort to almost close that chapter. I don't feel like I'm in it anymore, but by writing it all down, it's kind of like, okay, like when you leave a job, you got to like write down all the steps so you can pass on the manual and just be like, okay, I'm no longer obligated to maintain this identity anymore. And I was talking to someone over the weekend about how I used to be this explorer. I used to seek the edge, and you know, I'm kind of retired now. I said that to one person, they just started busting up laughing. And the more we started talking, the more I'm like, actually, you know, that's not actually true. I don't have the same crazy, zany adventures. I do go to Burning Man every year, but that's not the edge for me anymore. That's kind of standard. I've actually spent as much time in Black Rock City as I have pretty much anywhere else. But the edge that I've been pushing on lately, and maybe the edge that will define my next chapter, is inward. And trying to really push my own line in terms of vulnerability and authenticity and doing so publicly. And so even though there isn't this big physical mountain that I'm climbing, there is this significant inner hurdles and obstacles that I'm struggling with, and I'm challenging myself and doing so publicly, as I have done with all the other adventures, as with the exterior world edges and the digital edges. I'm trying to do the same thing with my personal edges. So it's kind of It was a fun realization to realize that, I guess I'm an explorer. And a storyteller. And a ball hog. And I am so appreciative of the partnership of storytelling that allows me to let this flow out. That is part of the exploration. I cannot do it by myself. Thank you so much.